And welcome back on KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. It's Tristan Winder, the news director and program director here at KODY. Please sit down now with George Camel from Ramsey Solutions. George, thank you so much for taking time for us.
It's so great to be here, Tristan. Thanks for having me.
Now, George, for those that haven't been aware of you and your role at Ramsey Solutions, would you please give us a little bit of background on yourself?
Absolutely. So I started here 8.5 years ago as a young man working in the marketing division and really started as an intern. And so I grew up here. This place raised me, and I started following what we teach, the financial principles, the baby steps that we'll talk about, and it changed my life completely. So here I am 8.5 years later, and I have the privilege of getting to share this message with new audiences, younger generations, and really taking all the topical trending things and helping people understand it, so that they can make the right decisions with their money.
Now, George, as we get into a new month, it's perfect time for folks to really pick up the baby steps if they haven't before.
Oh, absolutely. This is one of those times where you start to look in the mirror a little bit during the holidays, especially after Christmas is over, and you go, oh my gosh, you got the holiday hangover financially. You know, what did I spend? I have no idea. This is going to be the year I get on track. This is going to be the year I get my stuff together when it comes to money.
And why the baby steps for those out there that aren't familiar with Dave or the plan or Ramsey Solutions at all? Why would you suggest this plan if they want to get their finances on track here throughout the end of the year or into the new year?
What I love about the 7 baby steps that Dave came up with almost 30 years ago now is that they work regardless of who you are. And this is not about income. You don't have to be a high income earner or live in a certain area or be born into a certain family. These are common sense principles, God's and grandma's ways of handling money. And they work for me, and I've seen them work for thousands upon thousands of people that I've got to meet in person in our lobby doing their debt-free screen. And you hear ranges of incomes. You hear about people who make $30,000 who paid off $15,000 in student loan debt. You hear about people making $300,000 who paid off $150,000. And so the ratios, they change. But what doesn't is the principles and the fact that they work. It's all about getting out of debt, saving for emergencies, and building for the future.
Now, George, for those that want to get started, can you tell us about that first step, that $1,000 emergency fund, and anything else they need to do to get started?
Yes. It all starts with looking in the mirror and saying, all right, how much debt do I have, and what do I need to do to get on track? And so baby step one, we say save $1,000 for your starter emergency fund. Now, I know this is not going to cover all the big expenses that you might run into, but what it does, it creates a small buffer between you and life. And any extra money, we're going to put into baby step two, where we pay off all of our debt except the house using what we call the debt snowball.
And that debt snowball is going to be huge, too, and a lot of excitement that can play into it also. And I was listening to the program a couple weeks ago, and it can be something that the whole family engages in. I think a gal came on the program a couple weeks ago for a debt-free scream, and she had her teenage boys involved in the process, too, and they were excited to be involved.
Oh, yeah. You know, as I host the Ramsey Show with Dave and our other personalities, the debt-free screams are one of my most favorite segments that we get to do, especially when you get to meet some of the kids and the family. And every time I do those, you hear the story, and they say, my why was my kids. I wanted to leave a different legacy. I wanted to change my family tree. No one in my family has ever been debt-free, has ever had a paid-for house, has ever been a millionaire. And so you can see it as tears stream down their faces. They share these incredible stories about why they want to do this. And that's so important as you begin this journey.
Now, George, for those that maybe are on baby step two or looking to begin the process, can you give us a quick rundown of what happens after we're completed with baby step two and have all of our debt paid off with that debt snowball, with the exception of a mortgage?
Yes. So once we list out all of our debts from smallest to largest, this is how the debt snowball works. And we're going to ignore the interest rate because this is about behavior. It's not about the math. It's not about the numbers. And what happens when you do the debt snowball is you actually make progress. You knock out the smallest debt really quick while making minimum payments on the rest. And then you're going to take all that money you were paying on that debt, and it's going to add and add, and the snowball rolls and picks up more snow. And so once you do that, we found that most people following this plan with some intensity can do this in 18 to 24 months. They can get rid of all of their consumer debt, the credit cards, the student loans, the car loans. They can get rid of that, and they can move on to baby step three, where they save 3 to 6 months of expenses in a fully funded emergency fund. So we're going back to that baby step one from that $1,000, and we're going to bring that up to 3 to 6 months of expenses. And the reason for the range is that this looks different for different people. If you've got a regular income or you have a one-income household, you're going to want to lean towards that 6 months because it's less stable. But if you have two people who have steady jobs And you can lean towards that 3 months because there's just a little less risk involved. And what that does, it really creates this financial foundation. Because when you think about it, you now owe, you don't owe a cent to anybody. All of your income stays with you, and you've got emergency fund ready to go for when those expenses hit, when there's an emergency, when there's a crisis, when there's a pandemic. You're ready to go, and you don't have that fear.
Again, we're blessed to have George Campbell joining us here on KODY, 1240 AM at 106.1 FM. George, one of our proud affiliates with Ramsey Solutions. And those that are listening to us, George, and are maybe a little bit inspired now, can you tell us about what you might want to do throughout the busy holiday season to keep on track with the baby steps and to keep focused on the course ahead?
Absolutely. Well, the key through all of these steps is to be doing a monthly budget. So this is where you're going to list out your income and then all of your expenses. And I want it to be a zero-based budget, which means it all comes down to zero. So if you make $2,000, you want to give all $2,000 a job in your budget. So it's going to pay all your bills. It's going to go towards your savings. It's going to go towards paying off debt. You've got to give those dollars a job, and you've got to actually track it and make sure that you're making some sacrifices. You're going to have to say no to a lot of things in order to have that solid financial future. And there's a lot of expectations around the holidays. There's a lot of ways you can really screw up your finances during this time. And so I want you to be really cognizant, be very aware of the expectations that maybe family puts on you when it comes to gift giving. And you may have to set up some boundaries and have some hard conversations. But if that means that your financial future is in focus and that you can actually get there, I'm totally fine with you having those conversations. So be aware of the expectations and boundaries and stick to a budget so that you don't have any regret come January.
And George, for those that are already on the course, maybe they're a little bit further in the process, they're past baby steps one, maybe even two. Can you tell us about the benefits of staying on track and not going into debt throughout the Christmas season, as it's so easy to do sometimes?
Oh, yeah. What I do is I do a lot of research, and I look at timing, and I look at what I really need, and I stick to my list. So if you're in those further baby steps, you know, four through six, this is where you're investing 15% of your household income in retirement, you're saving for your children's college fund, and you're paying off your home early. That's four, five, six. So if you're in that space, you're in a different place financially. We want you to let the foot off the gas a little bit and have some fun. You know, buy some things that you want to buy. The budget's going to look a lot different when you don't have debt and you have that emergency fund. So enjoy yourself, but make sure you're still sticking to a budget. We found that even the wealthiest people, they still stick to a budget and make sure that they live on less than they make. That is the most important key here.
And George, for those that are inspired and maybe want to learn a little bit more, Ramsey Solutions has so much information that's out there. Rather, you're somebody like me that gets more from listening, or if you're an individual that learns more from watching or reading, it's all covered with Ramsey Solutions.
Oh, yeah. The two things I would tell you to do is start your budget. You can do that for free by using our tool, Every Dollar. You can download it on your phone. You can use the website, and you can build your budget in less than 10 minutes. And the other thing I would encourage you to do is to dig into Financial Peace University. This is a 9-lesson course that really changed the course of my money journey, and it's 9 lessons that will do a deep dive into all of these principles, the baby steps, real estate, investing, you name it, so that you feel more confident in those money decisions that you're making. And you can sign up for a free trial at RamseyPlus.com.
And, of course, tuning in to the show, too, every day can be very beneficial. A lot of questions get answered, and it may be questions that you had a similar thought process of. But for me personally, it kind of keeps me inspired knowing that there's other people along this journey as well.
Oh, yeah. No matter what step you're on, listening to The Ramsey Show daily for motivation is such a great free way to stay on track, to remind yourself about the why, to relate to other people who are calling in or celebrating their debt-free journeys. And so definitely tune into the show, The Ramsey Show. You can also listen to my podcast, The Fine Print. Mm-hmm. You can find that at fineprintpodcast.com, where I'm really helping people uncover the money traps and really show the hidden truths that are keeping them broke. And so we're covering a lot of trending topics right now, like the real estate gold rush. The cryptocurrency is a big thing right now, and we dive into all of these topics to help people understand it and so that they know what to do when it comes to their money.
A bit of a deeper dive, if I understand right.
Oh, yeah. These are 30 to 45-minute episodes. Well, this is not a call-in show. This is a curated storytelling narrative show. It's very different for Ramsey Solutions. So if you're into podcasts, I think you're really going to enjoy The Fine Print. We covered the holiday spending and supply chain disaster going on now. We covered Robinhood and investing apps. We talk about bankruptcy, the student loan crisis, Bitcoin, buy now, pay later, services like Afterpay and Affirm. And so we talk about so many topics that are affecting people right now in America. And I just want to help them understand what's going on and do it in a fun way that they can actually handle. And so these are quick hit episodes that can really help you figure out what is happening and what should I do about it.
George, is there anything else you'd like to add today?
I just want to encourage everyone to stick to a budget this holiday season and follow these baby steps. Get out of debt. Get that emergency fund in place, because I found that true financial peace is a game changer. And it puts you in a different place mentally. It puts you in a different place when it comes to generosity. And I'm just so inspired and impacted by the principles that we teach. So I want everyone to get on this plan so they can call into the Ramsey Show and do their debt-free scream.
Hey, and it's not just a difference, too, for yourself, for your spouse, or your children. We're talking about a difference that could be impactful generations and generations down the road. And that's the goal at Ramsey Solutions.
Oh, yeah. You know, Tristan, I'm in baby step 6 right now, which means I'm trying to pay off the house early, me and my wife. My wife happens to work here. So she's all bought in on the Ramsey plan.
Of course.
We are 2 weeks away from paying off our house at 31 and 32 years old.
Wow, that's awesome.
And I didn't think it was possible for me. I'm just a normal guy. I'm not rich. I'm not special. I didn't get an inheritance. I just followed these steps and went all in on them and decided, you know what? If I'm going to work here and I'm going to say I believe in these principles, let's see if they work. And it turns out they do.
George, we so much appreciate the time. A Merry Christmas to you, the missus, and everybody there at Ramsey Solutions.
You as well, Tristan. Thanks so much.